Hello and welcome to HW News. The big breaking of today is that Samajwadi Party has won the Phulpur Uttar Pradesh bipol election and it is still leading in Gorakhpur bipol elections. So, the BJP is trailing in Bihar also. In Araria constituency, the RJD has taken a lead over BJP. Sir, we have with us our managing editor, Mr. Sujit Nair. So, what do you think? Does this shift indicates a change in public mood?
See, Aarti, to start with, let me first clarify a few things. When Tripura happened, okay, a lot of political commentators said that, look, it's Modi wave is back, Modi is back. We always maintained that it was nothing to do with Modi wave. Okay, Tripura happened purely because there was interference of RSS in Tripura. They did a fabulous job. Okay, RSS went to the lowest common denominator in Tripura and campaigned about what BJP government had done across the nation, and they won the election. Okay, later on Sanjay Devdar went to say that Sunil Devdar went to say that it is all false, BJP. No, that's different. That's his politics and his problem. But the fact is, RSS did a fabulous job in Tripura, so there was no Modi wave. Now the fact remains that we maintain the same in Uttar Pradesh. Just because, so like we said, in Tripura, just because they won Tripura, or they won primarily Tripura, because Nagaland they had just two seats, they won Tripura, that doesn't mean that everything is hunky dory for BJP. Okay, there is definitely going to be hurdles in front of them. Likewise, because they lost these two seats, or one seat they're almost lost, the results are not yet out, but that does not again mean that everything is lost for BJP either. Okay, see, these are state elections. The moods are different. I am surprised that people are not so much for Yogi Adityanath as it was envisaged or as it was projected to be. So to that extent, I am surprised, Aarti. But yeah, I mean, it's Modi wave was never there. Modi wave got over in 2015, 2016. End of story. No more Modi wave. Okay, so one never thought that there was any Modi wave. But yes, that also doesn't mean that therefore BJP is not happening. BJP, Karnataka could be a very different story.
And sir, another interesting thing is the arch rival. Once arch rival SP and BSP joined hands ahead of these bipol elections of Lok Sabha, Yogi Adityanath had called this alliance an alliance of snake and mole. But this alliance of snake and mole seems to be working.
See, politics is a very, very funny game. So friends and foes can turn friends and friends, and friends can turn foe can turn friends. So it's a very funny game. But that being said, BJP has made itself so formidable, so important, and so powerful that the entire opposition has to unite to fight BJP. I think this is a plus mark for BJP. Okay, because BJP has made itself so powerful. Okay, but that being said, you see, what happens is, normally, overconfidence leads to debacle. In this case, BJP's arrogance and overconfidence and taking the voters and the electorate for granted may be a cause for worry for BJP. Okay, so these loose statements made by political leaders, and it's not just Yogi Adityanath, it is done from all sections of the society. But that said, it is not, I don't think it is, all sections of the political, all political parties, I don't think it is a great thing. But but all the same, that's what they feel.
Sir, I think particularly in this election, in this bipol election, the SP and BSP experimented whether the alliance will work or not. Now that the alliance has worked, maybe they have not revealed the plans yet, but is there any chance that they will also continue this alliance in future also for 2019 Lok Sabha elections?
See, if I am not mistaken, Sonia Gandhi, the former Congress president, had called for an opposition meet. Yeah. She had called 16 parties. Mm. And the thing is, every party, yes, came. Every party was present. See, election, but the coming together of opposition is inevitable. That is bound to happen. Okay, I am very, very sure today or tomorrow, even CPI and CPIM will follow suit. Okay, CPI has already agreed to follow suit to join the United Opposition. CPIM will also do the same. Okay, so all this is a matter of time. The only way that there can be an opposition is when the entire opposition parties today unite. No individual party, and I repeat, no individual party in this country is capable today to fight Modi and his BJP. Not one single party. So the only way you can even have a slightest of chance is by ensuring that you come united. And that's what is happening.
So definitely the opposition parties are uniting. But is there an alarm bell? Is there an alarm bell, an alarm bell of threat for BJP after they, as they had also lost the Rajasthan bipole election, they had also lost in Madhya Pradesh bipole election. Now the UP, which has been Yogi Adityanath's bastion for years, for almost 25 years.
No, UP, no, Gorakhpur. You're talking about Gorakhpur, yeah. Being, in particular. See, first and foremost is Rajasthan, BJP losing Rajasthan was something which was expected. Okay, it was 100% expected because there were problems. There was humongous amount of anti-incumbency. BJP losing Madhya Pradesh was expected because there was a humongous amount of anti-incumbency. Adityanath losing is something which is very interesting. Now, this is something that actually does ring. This is an alarm bell. Yes, this is an alarm bell. Okay, now that being said, the fact remains that I believe that the actual alarm went off during Gujarat elections. So Gujarat election showed that people, there are certain sections of people who were with BJP has gone away from BJP. Okay, which means that if you actually replicate that across the country, there'll be a large section of BJP, BJP supporters who walked away from BJP. Number one, alarm bells went off when parties, NDA parties, started revolting against BJP. Started with Shiv Sena, went then to ATDP, then to Akali Dal. Akali Dal is very, very soon, Akali Dal will be out. So that was when alarm bells went off. The alarm bells went off, third, is when somewhere down the line, one realized that, the entire process of oppositions coming together, okay, and it becoming successful. See, the fact remains that successfully, Rahul Gandhi and company, Rahul Gandhi, Hardik Patel, Jignesh Mewani and Alpesh Thakur actually came together and made this happen. Please understand, they made a front against BJP and BJP was hurt with that front. BJP won Gujarat, no doubt, but it was hurt against that front. They gave the entire, that was when the entire opposition learned a lesson that, united, there may be an opportunity. I don't think this was the lesson. The lesson was in Gujarat. So therefore, I said, I believed that the first alarm went off in Gujarat. And then, of course, Uttar Pradesh is a surprise, but not an alarm.
Definitely, Uttar Pradesh is a surprise, but so is Bihar. In Bihar, Nitish Kumar broke away from the Grand Alliance, broke away from RJD and the allied parties and went again with BJP to form a government. And now, the RJD seems to be winning. It has still not won, but it has taken a huge lead against BJP. So what do you think? Is this public anger?
See, RJD... somewhere down the line, I'm not going to stick my neck out, but I will kind of say that there is a certain amount of anger in people the way RJD was thrown out of the system. Okay, it was not very convincing when Sushashan Babu or Nitish Kumar went out and said, oh, I am not going to stand for corruption, therefore I am going out. Okay, like we asked him and like a lot of people asked him, didn't you know that Lalu Prasad Yadav was corrupt when you aligned with him? He very well knew that and he went with him. And when he realized that, no, I am getting a better opportunity with BJP, he just threw out Lalu Prasad Yadav and went with BJP. I believe, okay, and I believe in my short research in Bihar, I believe that people have not taken it too well. There is a slight amount of hurt that Lalu was thrown out unceremoniously.
No, of betrayal.
Correct. they felt that Lalu was betrayed. Now, nobody says Lalu is corruption free. Nobody says Lalu is a nice guy. Everybody knows he's a corrupt man. Everybody knows he's the height of corruption, possibly one of the worst administrators that India had. All that is fine. But mind you, it is the same Bihar with all this people all knowing all of this. They're the same guys who voted for Lalu Prasad Yadav. Okay, and what happened was when you meddle with public votes, when I vote for a particular party and then all of a sudden with internal jugglery and internal horse trading and so on and so forth, if you throw out that popular party, people are bound to react. This is that reaction.
Definitely, this has been the public reaction. It seems like that even in Bihar, the public has been against BJP. And as sir said, that it has been that the feeling of betrayal among the people that has resulted in RJD taking more lead than BJP. So, another question that arises from this is, how will this affect BJP's bid in 2019?
See, BJP's bid in 2019, this is not going to affect. Like I said, Tripura will not affect. Like I said, Gujarat did affect in a way. There's a lot of confidence that opposition got. Except for that, this is not going to affect BJP's bid. The fact remains, what's going to affect BJP bid is the fast deteriorating NDA, the NDA alliance. Group alliance. That's going to affect BJP. What is also going to affect BJP is the erosion of the Modi wave. That's going to affect BJP. And what is also going to affect BJP is the combined effort which oppositions are making now. Okay, that's definitely going to affect BJP. So these three things definitely will affect BJP. The first way of erosion the decimation of NDA, the way it's going to affect is the 280 seats BJP on itself may not get it. BJP may not get it because 280 seats BJP got when there was a hardcore Modi wave. There is no Modi wave. Okay, which I completely agree to what Shiv Sena and what TDP said. Okay, there is no Modi wave anymore. There is no Modi wave the way it was. I'm sure there are a lot of Modi supporters and I'm sure there are a lot of Modi fans. But there is no Modi wave the way it was. So that means 280 seats is not possible. Logic clear. 2014, Modi wave in the topmost. I mean, Modi wave was at the peak. Okay, 2019, Modi wave is not even half of what it was in 2014. So I'm not saying therefore they will get half, but therefore to get 280 is not possible. So if they are not going to get 280, they will need NDA partners. NDA partners are definitely peeved with Narendra Modi. Okay. If you look at Shiv Sena, the problem is more with Narendra Modi and Devendra Fadnavis. If you look at TDP, the problem is definitely with Narendra Modi. If you look at Amit Shah. If you look at Akali Dal, the problem is with Narendra Modi and Amit Shah. So people, the NDA partners are having problem more than with BJP. They're having problem with Narendra Modi and Amit Shah. Now also understand, BJP is nothing other than Narendra Modi and Amit Shah. There is nothing else in BJP than Narendra Modi and Amit Shah. It is not the BJP of a Murli Manohar Joshi and an L.K. Advani and Atal Bihari Vajpayee. This is no longer that BJP. This BJP is just two people. So yes, if you don't get along with them, you don't get along with BJP. There will be a new BJP. So the point that I'm trying to make is NDA partners will only support BJP sans Narendra Modi and Atal Bihari Vajpayee is what the current trend is. So the fact remains that I definitely think there is going to be a difference. I definitely think that there is going to be a problem and it is not going to be that easy. But yes, I still think that it is not that everything is lost for BJP. BJP has still got a fantastic fan base. He's got a fantastic following. Narendra Modi and Amit Shah has got a good following even today. So yeah, I mean, it's anybody's game. But it is not going to be 2014 for sure. 2019 is not going to be 2014. For sure.
Let's also look at the election from the perspective of Congress. Two of the Congress candidates lost their deposit in the bipole elections. The Karnataka Assembly elections are also coming. UP, which has been quite in favor of Congress once, is now going out of the hands of Congress.
See, I think, Aarti, you know what? we were the first to say that it is not the Congress who called Hardik Patel. It was Hardik Patel who called on the Congress. It is Alpesh Thakur who called on the Congress. It is Jignesh Mewani who called on the Congress. It was not the Congress strategy to get them together. The fact remains that the only spark that Congress showed in the last 1 year or 1.5 years or 2 years, and especially under the leadership of Rahul Gandhi, was in Gujarat. Okay, but then that spark, one realizes, was not really created by Congress. It was created by somebody else. So the thing is, Congress still is a party that is still struggling. Okay, Congress party has not come off. Congress party is not shining like before. Congress party is not coming through as a great opposition. Please understand, when after the emergency, when Janata Party came into power, and when in 2014, when Indira Gandhi was completely ousted, and she had almost lost every seat in the parliamentary in the Lok Sabha elections. Okay, Indira Gandhi resurrected herself. Indira Gandhi resurrected a Congress. Okay, during Janata Party's time, she resurrected a new Congress. Okay, this particular Congress leadership is not able to resurrect Congress. There was a small spark at one point in time. There was a small spark during Gujarat elections, but that spark ended with Gujarat election. Northeast was a complete debacle. Okay, Northeast was completely a debacle. Okay, Congress was nowhere in the picture. Okay, mind you, Meghalaya was a Congress government. Okay, Nagaland, there was a presence of Congress. Tripura, 36% vote share was Congress last election. This time, that same 36% reduced to 1.48%. Or one something of that. It is a single digit figure. The point that I'm trying to make is, why are questions not asked in Congress? Why was there no debate in Congress? Why was the president not pulled up for that? Why has there not been an internal discussion on that? Okay, so I don't know whether Congress is making itself election ready, or they're just hoping that, you know, everything will work. What is working for Congress is not that Congress is doing well. What is working for Congress is that BJP is not doing too well. That is what is working for Congress. It is not that Congress is doing well that is making a difference. So that's what I think is the state of Congress.
Definitely. Before we end this question, we want to ask a last question, sir. The Karnataka Assembly elections are coming. Will these results somehow affect Karnataka Assembly election, as the star campaigner for BJP in Karnataka has been Yogi Adityanath?
Correct. See, I'll tell you, we have always been saying that somewhere down the line, the first thing that affects a win, okay, is morale. If my party wins, my morale goes up. My party loses, my morale come down. What happens with this particular election result is BJP morale is going to come down in Karnataka, and Congress morale is going to go up in Karnataka. Or rather, I would say opposition morale is going to go up in Karnataka. Number one. Number two is, yes, Aditya Yogi, who was used as a star campaigner for Karnataka, who went and spoke a lot in Karnataka. Okay, now the chances of rhetoric to his speech, to his commitment, would be huge. Okay, he went and told, I think in Kerala, he went and said that, look, you know, your medical health
Kerala,
is that.
Kerala should learn law. And
Correct. So all this. So now it'll be taken. Secondly, one thing that India has seen is Yogi Adityanath was this complete iconic model after Modi. In fact, the second most iconic model in BJP after Modi was Yogi Adityanath. All of a sudden, boom. Okay, he has been shaken. Okay, so all's not well in Uttar Pradesh. So now, while we were saying that, you know, things are not good in Rajasthan, things are not good in Madhya Pradesh, things are not good in Maharashtra, things are not good in Gujarat. Okay, now we add one more to the list. That is Uttar Pradesh. Things may not be the way it is. So when you are now calculating what they won in 2014, I'm talking about assembly election, I'm talking about Lok Sabha election, what they won in 2014 in Uttar Pradesh and what they could win in 2019 in Uttar Pradesh, it may not be the same. There may be a fall. There may be a discrepancy in 2014 and 2019.
So after the loss, defeat in Rajasthan bipole elections, in Madhya Pradesh bipole election, and now the BJP is also almost facing defeat in Uttar Pradesh bipole elections and in Bihar bipole elections as well. So This is an alarm bell for BJP that it has to pull its strength together for upcoming 2019 Lok Sabha elections. For more such news, keep watching HW News.